Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Well, today being Tuesday, I have queued up for you one of the early stories that I did in the very first year that I was doing these. It's about coprolites, 14,000-year-old people poop that were found in a cave in central Oregon. This is the earliest evidence of human inhabitation in the Oregon area. It was discovered by some folks from the University of Oregon. Here's the story, which was originally published on August 13th, 2009. When Kennewick Man was discovered several years ago near the bank of the Columbia River, he touched off quite a controversy. American Indian tribes, figuring he most likely was an ancestor, wanted him reburied with proper ceremony without further disrespectful probing and testing. Scientists wanted him dissected and perhaps laid to rest in a museum someplace. And then there was a fair amount of fussing over his age. At 9,300 years, he was far older than anyone suspected. It's not completely clear, though, why anybody was particularly surprised. Kennewick Man is not the only evidence of pre-Egyptian pyramids life in what is now Oregon. In the Fort Rock area near Christmas Valley, south of Bend, archaeologists found a giant pile of sagebrush sandals in 1938, sandals that were later carbon dated at 9,000 years old in a cave. Actually, they almost didn't get carbon dated at all. The archaeologist who found the footgear in 38, Luther Cressman, a University of Oregon professor who spent a few years as Mr. Margaret Mead before their divorce was finalized, carefully treated every square millimeter with a preservative. A few years later, when the radiocarbon dating process was discovered, he was no doubt vigorously kicking himself for this. Once pickled, the shoes could not be dated. Luckily, an adventurer scrounging illegally for treasure rescued him by finding a couple scraps that he had missed. More recently, a team of scientists in 2009, including another U of O professor, Dennis Jenkins, found something of interest in the Paisley Caves of Southwest Oregon. Their find pushes back knowledge of humans in Oregon even further, past the end of the last ice age, in fact. But the discovery wasn't anything so glamorous as a skeleton or even a pair or two of ice age sneakers, no. Dr. Jenkins and company found something known to science by the nice, clean, clinical term coprolite. And a coprolite is, or rather was, poop. Fossilized poop, or plain old dried out and left in a cave for centuries poop, to be exact. These hefty loads, preserved for all time by the dry air of the Paisley Caves in southeast Oregon, dated back a whopping 14,300 years, well before the earliest known peoples of the Americas 13,000 years ago, a primitive culture known as the Clovis people. And of course, it predates the end of the last ice age 10,000 years ago when the massive Missoula floods roared down the Columbia Gorge and created the flat alluvial silt floor of the Willamette Valley. The scientists actually recovered DNA, 140-century-old DNA, out of some of the coprolites. The DNA determined that the party who pooped so many years ago was of Siberian or East Asian descent. Interestingly, Jenkins and his colleagues were not plowing new ground. The Paisley Caves had been explored and identified as one of the most important sites for early man in the whole West by none other than Luther Cressman. Luckily, it appears he left his jar of shoe preservative at home on that visit. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.